Thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Yes, I have a potential claimant. I submitted her information via the portal. Her first name is Miracle and last name is Banks.
Oh, I see her name here. It's spelled Miracle, last name Banks,
correct.
Banks. And then can I confirm her phone number as well? It's 769-717-6201. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you so much. You can transfer over. Thank you so much.
All right, Miracle. He's going to take care of you from here, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hi, Miracle. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line once again. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing good myself. Thank you for asking. So I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I see. And did you already get an attorney to assist you filing a claim?
No, sir.
All right. And then this question is kind of similar to what I just asked right now, just a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? Or most importantly, Miracle, you have not signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm, and then you are filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Alright, and then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what was the date of your of your diagnosis?
And sometime, I think November in 2022.
All right, so November. And then do you remember perhaps what day in November it was in 2022? Or do you want me to put the first?
You can just put the first. I have a hard time remembering.
No, I can imagine. And then let's see here. Next question. Can I get your date of birth?
12/08/99.
All right, so I got 12/08/1999.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Let me write that down here. All right, and then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do. By any chance, yes, can I get the name of the person and then what is the relationship towards you?
It's one of my friends. Her name is Shaderica.
All right, let me put friend. And then what was the name of the friend?
Her name is Shaderica.
Can you spell that out for me if you don't mind?
I think it's Shaderick.
All right, so I got Shaderick, and then can I get the phone number?
One second. I actually messaged her earlier. I'm still waiting on her to send me her number.
Oh, okay. So, let's see here. I'll say I'll provide a number in the future.
Okay.
So, let's see. Doesn't phone. Bear with me here. Okay, and then did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And then alrighty, let's see here. Did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for minimum of 1 year?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that would be a no, right? Okay, so you never used the generic version? I see. Alright, and then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then was it equivalent of 4 injections in that 1 year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So much. And then within 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed. That was a yes, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you for that. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you for that. And now it's just asking for the usage dates. When did you first start using Depo-Provera? And then when did you stop using Depo-Provera? So what was the year when you first started using it?
I want to say it was either 2017 or 2018.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, what would you say?
I'm gonna go with 18. I know
2018.
for sure I was taking it in 18. Yes, sir.
Okay, let me put that down here for you, okay? And then do you
Yes,
recall?
sir.
Yeah, and then do you recall what month in 2018, just to the best of your knowledge?
April.
April? So the
I'm
April.
gonna go with April.
Okay, so we'll go with April 1st of 2018. Is that okay?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
All right, thank you so much. Alrighty, and then what would be the year and month you stopped using Depo-Provera?
November 2022.
And then that would be November 1st, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I got November 1st. All right, so I got you when you first started using Depo-Provera, April 1st, 2018. Stopped using in November 1st, 2022. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And then just for the recording line, can I get your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you so much. And then can you please, okay, so you provided already the spelling of the first name. I'm just going to confirm this with you. If it's correct, it is MIRACLE. Is that correct for the first name?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And then do you have a middle name?
Renee R. Itmar have two middle names.
Okay. Can I just, so it would just be R is for the initial, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you want me to put, okay, so I put R for the initial. And then for your last name,
Yes.
I got the spelling. Thank you so much. I got Banks as in BANKS. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then is there a suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that?
No, sir.
Thank you so much. And then for the attorneys to pull up the medical records, can I please obtain your Social Security?
427-876647.
So I got 427-876647.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And I already got here an email on file. Just let me know and confirm if it's correct, okay? All right, so I got miraclebanks12@yahoo.com, and it's the number 12, as in 1, 2.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you so much. And then your primary phone number here I have on file is 769-717-6201. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And then is that phone number a mobile phone?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then by the end of the intake, I'm gonna be sending you some documents which will need your signatures. After you sign those documents, the attorneys will reach out to you in a couple of days to let you know the next steps. What would be the best contact preference for you? Would it be phone, text, or email?
Text.
Text? Okay.
Yes,
And then what would be the best time of day for them to text you? Would this be like morning, afternoon, or evening?
evening is fine.
All
Evening
right.
or afternoon is fine.
Okay. I'll put down what would you want me to put down? Afternoon or evening? Sorry, it just lets me choose one.
You can do afternoon. That's fine.
Okay. And then can you please provide me with your primary contact address?
716 Burley, Burley Street, Picayune, Mississippi,
Think I found it.
39460.
Oh, I found it here. Thank you so much, though, for confirming that. And it's just gonna repeat it here one more time. 716 The street name is Burley Street.
Yes,
City,
sir.
Picayune. It's spelled Picayune. Might have
Yes,
mispronounced
sir.
that. But the county is Pearl River County, Mississippi, 39466.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you so much. And then, by any chance, do you remember the diagnosing doctor name?
Dr. Justin Owen.
And this was in Mississippi, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then, do you remember what hospital? I'm trying to find them here on Google so I can.
Island Community Hospital.
You said that was what? Sorry.
Highland Community Hospital.
You said Highland Community?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bear with me here. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is he a neurosurgeon?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the doctor name is Dr. Justin Owens. All right, and then let me put the facility name. All right, Highland Community Hospital. It's at 130 Highland Parkway, Mississippi, 39466, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and that was the diagnosing facility, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for confirming that. Doing great. I'll put that here for you. Address. Phone number here I have is 601-358-9400. Is that correct?
Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, I got you. It is 601-358-9400.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Put that here for you. All right. Was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then the treating doctor, was that the same diagnosing? Was Justin Owens the one that treated you as well?
For the Depo-Vero shot?
It's a medical treatment. So, yeah, it's just for the medical treatment.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that was at the same facility, right? At Highland Community Hospital?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
going to thank you for confirming. Just going to do a little copying and pasting here. Sorry about that. And then, do you remember the prescribing doctor? Was that the same doctor, Justin Owens, who prescribed it, the Depo-Provera?
Well, I was getting my shot at the clinic, the Picayune Family Health Center, from Dr. Sierra Green.
All right. Alrighty. I'm going to see if the prescribed, yeah, I believe whoever prescribed you the Depo. So that was Sierra Green, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bear with me here. I'm going to put you on like a 1 minute hold, okay? Sorry about that. Bear with me
okay.
Here. You're doing a great job. Just bear with me.
Thank you.
Alrighty, I'm right back. I'm just gonna look this up on Google here for you, okay?
Okay.
Let's see And then, what was the prescribing facility name? Was that Highland Community, or was this at another facility?
Where I was getting the shot?
Yeah.
I was getting the shot from Picayune Family Health Center. I think it's like all connected with the hospital.
And then you said Picayune or?
Picayune, Mississippi.
Can you spell out the facility name where you got your depot? Sorry.
Picayune, PICAYUNE, Family Health Center. I think it's all connected with the hospital. So it's like not really a difference, but it's just all connected with the hospital.
I think I saw
it. It's just like a clinic.
Speaking of you, Family Health Center. It's at 1911 Reed Road. Speaking of you, Mississippi 39466.
Yes, sir. It's right behind the hospital.
All right. But that would be it, right? All right. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Facility number, and then the number I have here, it's off Google, 601-251-3500. I believe it's the other, no, yeah, it's a little different. Okay. And then do you remember, is that where you would pick them up as well? It's asking for the pharmacy name. Would it be at the Family Health Center where you would get it at as well?
No, sir. I think I picked it up from Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens. Okay. Let me find this for you because it's asking for the address as well. So let me put Walgreens and then, okay, let me see.
Well, I got the shot. So they gave me the shot like at the clinic.
Okay, yeah.
So it would be the same address. Yeah.
Oh, so it'd be at Picayune Family Health Center where it would be the pharmacy name? Okay. So it wouldn't be Walgreens, right?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much for clarifying that. All right.
You're welcome.
All righty. Picayune. Same address. So it'd be the same phone number. Here. All right. And then do you have a copy of the medical records?
Myself? I don't.
You don't? Okay. But you do know they exist, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then if you were to able to obtain them, how would you be able to provide these medical records? Would it be by mail or electronically?
I could send them by mail.
By mail? Okay. All right, and then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it meant necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional towards you. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
No, sir.
No, sir? Okay. All righty. Let me put an A.
All right. I guess I can put my mom's number.
Oh, okay. You would like to put your mom down? Okay. Let me see here. All right. Does she live with you? Because it's asking here, does not live with or lives with?
No, sir.
She does not live with. Okay. Can you provide me with her first name?
Christine, CHRIST.
An A?
INE.
Oh, E, not an A. Okay. And what is her last name? I'll just put the initial of her last name.
You can just put B.
B as in boy?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And then what's her phone number?
601.
601
273
273
9775.
So I got 601-273-9775.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And that would be mother for a relationship, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then it's asking for the emergency contact email. Would you know it, perhaps, or do you want me to put yours?
You can put mine.
Yeah, and then it's asking for her address as well. Do you want me to put your, do you know her address, perhaps?
1320 South Beach, B-E-E-C-H.
Beach, it would be B-E-A-C-H, right?
No, sir, it's spelled B-E-E-C-H.
Oh, I got you. Thank you so much. Let me look it up on Google so it'll be easier for the thing to populate.
Okay.
320 S Beach. All right. And then what's after that? 1320 South Beach.
Street, Picayune, Mississippi.
Oh, I see it here. So it's 1320 South Beach Street, Mississippi, 39466.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. All right. And then I'm just going to copy and paste your email towards here, okay? Just give me a second here. Miracle
yes,
Banks, 20 at Yahoo.
12 at Yahoo?
Yeah, 12. Thank you for confirming.
Yes.
Yeah, 12 at Yahoo.com. All right. All right, everything looks great. I'm just going to review everything here. I'm going to put you on a one-minute hold. Just review all these, the intake, if you see, just to check if I didn't miss anything on my end. So just bear with me. Thank you. All right, and then when I send these documents over, it's going to be like a link. It's going to be under my name, Guadalupe at Mass Storage Strategies. Do you want me to send it both through text and email, or do you want me to just send it on one?
You can do it through text and email.
Okay, I'll do both. I'll send, it's just loading on my end. Let's see if it went through. Yeah, it went through successfully, so you should receive it any
okay.
Second now.
Okay.
All right, and then you did receive it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, sorry. I'm just going to mute myself on my end. I'm just going to prep a text message to send over on my direct number in case you have any questions or concerns in the future.
Okay.
I'm going to provide you with the number of the attorneys as well, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so just look it over. I'm going to mute myself on my end.
Okay.
In my first game shop for so long, and today it's time to get a open. We've had lots of fun. So you haven't started, I have.
Mr. Thomas Smith and Matthew told them what were you meant. I'm always good to me, Matthew the child.
Because I'm as real ladders to go up and snake shoots to slide down. I think the dollhouse is safe. And it's big enough for the children to actually walk inside. Things will look amazing. Now, here's my favorite, the giant piano.
Oh, a piano too?
Yes, it's just there on Tucson. It has keys like a normal piano, but mine is electronic and sits on the ground like a synthesizer.
Yes, ma'am.
You obviously know your musical instruments.
Well, I do love music.
All right, Miracle. It looks like it says completed on my end. I'm just prepping a text message to send over, okay?
Yes, sir. But
basically, yeah, you did great. Everything looks good on my end. Basically, what's going to happen now, the attorneys will reach out to you in a couple of business days, basically to let you know the next steps. But yeah, that's basically it. I'm going to be texting you in a bit shortly. But that's it. Any more questions you may have?
No, sir. That's fine.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.